we find the opening procession when Jesus is welcomed by all of the people, and they're calling out praises of him, and then by Good Friday, they're calling out, crucify him. What's the matter with these people? You know, when Jesus was in trouble in various times when they sought his life earlier on in his ministry, he had always fled back to the north, back to Galilee, or back to the place where John was baptizing. What's the difference between the people up in the north and the people who are down in Jerusalem? What's the difference? They both heard the gospel preached to them. The big difference is the people in the north repented of their sins. They began with John the Baptist, and they repented of their sins, so their faith went deep. The people down by Jerusalem, they just loved to hear the wonderful messages of Jesus, but they hadn't reformed their lives. They hadn't repented. Faith without repentance is no faith at all. Faith without repentance has no depth. Faith without repentance lacks spiritual vision. It never moves the heart. It never spiritually reproduces. Ultimately, it leads to the rejection of Jesus. So the people down in Jerusalem, those who had followed after him and acclaimed him as Messiah on Palm Sunday, were the very same ones who would later call for his death. Something was radically missing in them. There was something missing which was called repentance, deep repentance. That same thing is going to apply to us. Because if we don't understand who Jesus is, if we don't understand him as Savior, if we don't deeply repent of our own sins, the day will come and we'll deny the Master. If we allow sin in our life, unrepented sin, what happens is we become blind, spiritually blind, very selfish, and evil becomes our most urgent good, our deepest longing. And the good stands as an evil because it threatens to keep us from satisfying illicit desires. And again, at this point, repentance becomes almost impossible because repentance, by definition, is turning away from what is evil and toward the good. By now, the sinner has thoroughly redefined both good and evil. Remember the scriptures say, woe to those who call evil good and good evil? That's what the people in Jerusalem were doing. They really hadn't deeply repented, and so they could flip-flop back and forth from praising Jesus to calling for his death. Now, you notice that Barabbas was chosen. Pilate gave them a choice, Jesus or Barabbas, and the name Barabbas is significant. Barabbas means son of the Father. He was a false son of the Father, Jesus a true son of the Father. And because the people were spiritually blind, they chose the wrong man. Again, they were seeking only their self-interest, not the true interests of God, not their own true self-interest. And so there's a spiritual blindness that comes from unrepented sins, from not repenting deeply. We've still got one more week left of Lent, a time for us not only to pray, but to deeply repent, to confess our sins, to do deeds of penance, in order that the repentance go deep in our hearts, therefore the faith can go deep in our hearts. That's going to be key. Those two are essentially linked. Now, this is Holy Week. We invite you to come to Mass daily. You don't have to, but we're invited to come daily. And you're going to hear the stories, all the different stories that happen throughout the week. And Monday night, we find the banquet when Jesus is there with Lazarus and his sisters and all of those. And he has his feet washed with that precious ointment. And it was Judas who said, why was this not sold and the money given to the poor? And of course, we know Judas was the thief. And when Jesus rebuked him and said, leave it alone, it's for my burial, Judas was heartbroken and crushed, and he went to the high priest and betrayed Jesus. All this is going to play out throughout this whole week. Then comes Holy Thursday. Again, this is the great Lord's Passion, 7 o'clock Mass. You're all invited to come. That's the time when Jesus celebrates the Last Supper. He gives us the gift of the Eucharist, his own body and blood, down through the ages. He makes the apostles into priests so that they can change bread and wine to his body and blood, down through the ages, so that you and I at every Mass can receive the body and blood of Jesus. He wants to be with us. The Eucharist and priesthood given to us that night. And then on Good Friday, he pays the price of that gift. He lays down his life for us. So the 2 o'clock Good Friday service, powerful, a time to be united to Jesus in his suffering. Then we find at the Easter Vigil, the beginnings of the resurrection, starting with a fire outside the Easter fire, and then with the church all dark, and finally the singing of the Exultet, the beginnings of the resurrection, new life in Christ and in us. Let this be Holy Week. Enter deeply into the Lord's Passion that you might also share in his resurrection.